All right, welcome to Sisters United. Yes, I'm so excited. We got a lot going on today. Some things we want to talk to you about. Y'all excuse me, I'm adjusting the camera again. I don't know what's happening. We always got something going on. Okay, what's going on, Miss Lily? What's going on?
Hello, hello. How are you doing today? Everything is great. You know, everything is good. God is good.
God is good. Indeed, he is good all the time. You know, I'm excited. I got a couple of topics I want to go into today. I want to make sure that that we announce that we are raffling today, people. We raffle every show. And a lot of y'all are missing these raffles. And these raffles are good, okay? So what you need to do is make sure that you are tuning in so that you get the information so you can win these raffles. Because I think, I don't know, did somebody win from last week, Tammy?
I don't think so, not ma'am.
Okay, so we got to make sure everybody tune in so y'all can win these raffles. It don't make sense when y'all can come on in and get this free stuff. You understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
And all you have to do is tune into the show. That's not difficult. Tune in, get some information, and all that good stuff. But before we dive on in, you know, let me share something with you. It says, what is life? Right? It says, life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a gift. Accept it. Life is an adventure. Dare it. Life is sorrow. Overcome it. Life is tragedy. Face it. Life is a duty. Perform it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a mystery. Unfold it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is an opportunity. Take it. Life is a journey. Complete it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is beauty. Praise it. Life is a struggle, fight it. Life is a goal, achieve it. Life is a puzzle, solve it. I wanted to read that because we go through a lot of different changes in life. And so we have to make sure that every challenge we meet in life, we meet it with the right attitude and we face it and we persevere and we move forward, amen, and do what we need to do. Y'all hear me say a lot of amen because I'm a pastor and it's just what I do. Okay, and so I just want to encourage everybody. I want to encourage everybody to just make sure that you are, hold on, I'm doing. Okay, what about now? You hear echo now? Okay. I want just to make sure that everybody understands that, like I say, life will deal you some cards, but it's very important that you stay on top of this life, that you help life understand that you are in control. Well, God is in control, but that you got this thing and you're gonna do what you need to do, amen, to make it through. I hear a lot of people say, well, I just give up. I don't know what to do. I just give up. No, this ain't the time to give up. This is the time for you to say, I'm going to press forward. I'm going to heal. I'm going to overcome. And I'm going to press forward. Why? Because I got plenty more life to live. Ain't that right? I like that. So let's make sure we live it like we're supposed to. Okay. While we waiting for the other ladies to gather, I'm going to take out this moment because I always love for Tammy Lily to share her book information and all this good stuff, some things that she has coming up and everything. Because, you know, we got the magazine coming, so we're going to be posting about her book and different things that she has coming up. In the near future, we're going to be releasing My Gospel Soul magazine. She's going to be in there. and a lot of information. So y'all make sure y'all click on the magazine. Talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on with you while we're waiting on the other ladies to go ahead and look.
Doing a lot of great things. I'm just trying to, you know, that song says, bring souls to Jesus by the service that I give. So I got the book. The book is soon to be released. It is with the formatter, amen. I'm one of those type of people. I'm going to be transparent. I've never been much of a reader until I'm forced to do so. And even then, I'm a little slow about doing things. So I'm just going to be transparent. I'm going to be honest about it. But I know it's something that I have to do because it's something that was put into my spirit. And it's something that's going to take my business to the next level, catapult up.
Yeah.
Okay. So the book is called Why Your Refund Is So Low. And I wrote this book because this is what I hear from clients all the time, especially my business clients. They go into entrepreneurship and they don't take in consideration that your finances change because you go from somebody else paying your taxes to you paying your own taxes. Now, you're paying your taxes anyway. The employer is just taking it out your check and you don't get a chance to see it. So you don't really take account that you're paying taxes, you know, because you don't never see it. When you're a business owner, you see the money and now you have to spend it out. So things look totally different. So that's what this book is here to do. It's here to help business owners who are in the beginning stages of entrepreneurship. And even if you're not in your beginning stages, if you're in your season stages, there's still a lot of things that you can learn. You don't know everything all at one time. So this book is to help business owners. I call myself the tour guide through the world of entrepreneurship, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help. I've been doing this thing for a long time. So my thing is I want to be to share it with somebody and give somebody the wealth of knowledge, the experience that I have dealt with and things I've dealt with, the mistakes I've made, the mistakes that I'm making. You know, that's just reality. You live and you learn. So that's what that book is about, Why Your Refund Is So Low. Make sure you get that book today. It is only $20. Now, know that could be written off because that's a business expense because you're doing something for your business. So it's $20 plus shipping and handling, and that book can be your very own. As well as a lot of other things, and I'm not going to wrap up too much at this time right now, tell you all the things I'm doing, but I'm just super excited about the platforms that I have that I'm afforded. This Sisters United platform, I just absolutely love it, and it allows me the opportunity to be able to bless people what I have to offer. So, hey, Miss Keisha.
Hey, and it might kick me out or whatever. I'm having problems this morning. I don't know what's going on. Like right now, you guys are stuck. Can y'all see me and hear me?
I can see and hear you.
Okay, because everything is just still right now. So, okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, Miss Rita.
Hey, Rita.
Morning.
Okay.
Oh, she got her hot girl look on. You got your hair all did all up all pretty. You got your makeup on. You get it then. I love your jewelry piece.
Thank you.
All right.
I was trying to get my lighting together, but it ain't quite working out.
I don't know. My computer decided that it wanted to do a mandatory shut off, a restart or whatever it was doing. It wouldn't let me do nothing. And I don't know. I don't have much success with fooling with that phone. So.
Right. Yeah, this was what happens in the virtual world.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So what's up? What we got going today? Oh, nothing? Okay, well, hey, you know me. I always have something. I want to start off with vote. Go hear me talk about voting a whole lot. Get to the polls, vote. If you don't know how to register, get into my inbox. I can help you with that. I could definitely help you with that. So It's more important now than it has ever been before in life to vote, because you know, we basically have, you know, have a atmosphere and environment that that wants to count us out, you know, or whatever, and not be inclusive of everybody. So vote.
Definitely. I definitely agree.
Yes, it was a I think Sochi said it. I was on the, and I want to quote this because this right here is a and I look, I don't want to basically say, I want to, she said, wait a minute. Let me mute this. Okay, she said that if you don't vote, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Turn this volume down. It needs to be down anyway. And I think I'm going to start posting this, so I can't see it. But anyway, I guess I'm going to have to go basically. Basically, it says something like, when you don't vote, you're voting. Okay, not voting is just like voting. So you might as well use your voice to cast the actual vote. That's not what she said. I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, and that's the truth of the matter. You know, people think, oh, I don't like either one of them, I'm not voting. Well, when you choose not to vote, you're actually voting. So get out there, let your voice be heard. 17-year-olds, and I'm really, you have a 17-year-old that will be 18 by November the 3rd. Get them registered to vote by October the, it's either the 3rd or 5th. I thought I looked up the 3rd, but I heard on the news they said the 5th. So by October 1st, have them registered to vote so that they can, you know, vote for the very first time. You know, right. It's a privilege. And it should be, you know, like an honor as well to go ahead and vote. So, yeah. Make sure we get that done.
Make sure yes. We get that done. Yes, ma'am. It's definitely important to make sure you vote. And I always like to reiterate that it's important to vote in all elections, not just the presidential election, but all elections, local elections. When you're talking about like those, the things that's happening in your immediate community, things that are happening in your immediate circle, you're talking about local elections. You know, you're talking about your city council. You're talking about, you know, that's how I'm going to commissioner's court. Most people don't go to commissioner's court because, you know, it'd be a whole lot of stuff going on. And then they have it during the day when, you know, a lot of people are at work, you know, but, you know, the way things are now, I know here, and we're a small town in Hempstead, we live stream our commissioner's court and, you know, make sure that, you know, people, well, I guess they do it because they have to, because people request it. They will only do what you allow them to do. They will only do what you request. So if you don't get out saying, you don't learn who you got to talk to for certain things. You know, people don't understand that when you talk about potholes in the street, you're complaining about potholes. That's a whole nother government, set of government that deals with potholes. You complain about things, but quit complaining. You know, do your research and find out who you need to talk to in order to fix those things, you know. So those are your local elections, you know, those are your city elections, your state elections, you know, things that deal with your region, things that deal with the overall. So things are broken down. It's not just United States. They have sections where right. It deals with certain things. So you have to vote in order to, you know, make those things happen and then make your government officials be accountable for their actions, you know. If they're not doing what something they said they was going to do, then, you know, go to those different meetings and those council meetings and, you know, hey, you know, check them on it. Look, this is what you promised in your campaign and you ain't delivering. This is what needs to be done in my neighborhood and you're not delivering, you know. You could be right. That one voice, that one person that goes up there and talk to them. You know, if you can't talk to them, you know, somebody can talk to them, then, you know, get together, encourage each other to go up there to those different meetings and so forth and talk about the things that's important to your community. You know, you can only do to you what you allow them to do. You know,
well, that's true. And I have had a lifetime of teaching people how to treat me. My motto is customize me. I am not a cookie cutter.
All right.
So that's what you have to do. Yes, you have to teach people what works for you. So I posted a question because I hear this person all the time talk about falling out of love. Mm-hmm. So my question was, because this person says this all the time. So I'm wondering, if you truly love somebody, is there a such thing as actually falling out of love? Or do you just fall out of, it wasn't love at first and you were in love or highly in like, or are loving like characters or maybe what this person was doing or whatever. Because I truly believe that if you truly love somebody, that love doesn't go anywhere. And I understand like if there's abuse, if there are things that, you know, you don't like or whatever, it's not that you've actually fallen out of love with the person. It's just that you refuse to take their stuff and love and all. You turn your love to you. You love you more, you know, than the madness, you know, that they're creating for you. So what do y'all think about that?
I think it's a such thing.
It's falling out of love?
Yeah. To an extent, because you can love someone. I definitely get what you're saying though, but I think sometimes something can be done so badly to a person that they'll begin to hate them because of what was done to them. So whether it's physical abuse, mental, verbal abuse, or whatever the case may be, the person eventually end up really hating them, like with a strong hate. They're no longer in love with you. Because, I mean, in the beginning, a person is attracted to you and they love you for whatever reason. Y'all fall in love or whatever. And then if the tables turn and the person begins to be very abusive or very unlikely of who they were before, then they no longer in love. They're no longer in love because the person that they fell in love with, that's not who they are anymore.
That's not that person. Okay.
So I think the person or the characteristic that they fell in love with, if that person switch and you become this abusive person or you become a drunkard or you become this whatever it is that the characteristic they no longer like because the person that they initially fell in love with is not there anymore. So that would actually turn a person away. At least, yeah, for me, I'd be like, okay, well, where's that person? Because I know Queenie will always say, so, you know, in a marriage, you'd be like, okay, hey, where my husband at? Or wait, because this person, I don't know this person, because whoever this person is, I don't like this person. I'm not in love with this person. And because this is not who you were in the beginning. So I think that could be a such thing. But overall, I do understand what you're saying, because if love is genuine, then there shouldn't be a such thing as falling out of love.
So is it really the person that you've fallen out of love with, or is it their actions? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. I had to think, because this person says this a whole lot. And I'm like, you know, you talk about that a lot. You say that a lot. So, like, is this a habitual thing for you? Like, is it a fight? Is it a flight thing for you? You know, whatever. I'm going to do this for a minute. Even if it's subconsciously, you know, I'm just going to do this for a minute and then I'm not doing it anymore. You know, is it a case like that? Or, you know,
For me, I don't think it's necessarily a falling out of love. I think it is sometimes it's a falling further in love with yourself. If they're doing, like Miss Rita said, if they're doing something that's detrimental to your health, that's detrimental to your mental, then you're falling in love with yourself, because I love myself more. I love myself enough not to endure these type of things. Now, if you just fall out of love with them because, you know, you're just tired of a relationship, maybe it wasn't love in the first place. Right. Maybe it was just infatuation. Maybe it was lust. Maybe you was loving something that they do, but not necessarily the person. You know, because I like you say, I feel like if you love a person, and for me, if I love you, then I'm going to always love you. I have a hard time letting people go. Once they become a part of my life and in my inner circle, I always think about them, whether if I'm around them or not, you know, because I have people that when I used to live in East Texas, I have friends there that I grew up with. And every so often I might go and, you know, see, well, how's such and such doing? Because I want to know if they're doing well. I want to know if they're doing not so well. Do I need to pray for them, what they're going through? So you're always in my heart. Once you've been in my heart, you're going to always be in my heart. And that's me personally.
That's because me too.
I love you genuinely. I care about you genuinely. You know, even if I don't know you personally, if I just know your story, you know, you find a way to my heart, because I'd be like, dang, that's messed up what they're going through. Let me say a prayer for them.
Right. And I'm kind of the same way. Like, I may, now I might not fool with you. I'm going to tell you, because I'm not very good with foolishness. You know, you know, I don't do foolishness well, and I can't, you know, I can't even play with it, because it takes me to a whole, you know, another place. But, you know, if I have, you know, if I love you, you know, I love you. Might not love your actions. You might do something I don't like, but I wish the best for you. With that being said, so, I was dating a guy one time or whatever, all this love and whatever. And then, you know, I'm not a cheating person. Like, I don't cheat myself. I treat myself. So if I'm done with you, then, you know, I'm on, you know, on to my own business or whatever. And I don't know what I must have been doing or whatever. Probably just not dealing with foolishness, because, like I said, I don't do that very well. And he was like, well, I don't know what you're doing, but if you're doing something, you know, it was, I hope you, something just horrible. And I'm like, you know what? That right there was a deal breaker. Because I'm like, how are you going to say you love me in one thing and then, you know, like wish something, you know, like bad on me the other? I mean, even, you know, if you ran off with the neighbor's child or whatever, you know, daughter or whatever, I wouldn't wish anything bad for you. I mean, toast to the other woman, you know.
Yeah,
you know, she's the better for you, you know, whatever. I, you know, so I don't know. I think that sometimes people get well, and that's another thing too. When somebody say they love you, what are you really saying? Like, you saying you love me, but what are you really saying to me? Because some people's love ain't right.
You some know? People don't know how to love.
Well, they don't put their own perspective.
And yeah, see,
their own perspective.
So. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. People use the word love so loosely.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it can be a strong light. You know, I'm the one that don't use that word very loosely, because when you use the word love, that's a strong word, and it has to be genuine. See, a lot of people don't even know how to love, because first off, they don't know how to love themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I love this person. Like, do you really? You know, love is, you know, I always refer back to the Bible and what it tells me love is. And I even had to check myself on some stuff, because it's so easy to say you love something or love somebody and not genuinely understanding and knowing what you're saying, because love is a word that goes through thick and thin. I mean, right. Through go to the mountains and to the low in the valleys. And I mean, it's you stick the journey with a person regardless of what's going on, what's happening. That's like when you get married and you use the word love. I mean, that's some deep those right. words are deep. And if you take that seriously, and like, I'm understanding what you all are saying, because I'm that type of person as well. Like, when you take those words seriously, like, it's a commitment. And whether it's a friendship or a marriage, it's a commitment.
Work. That's right.
Yeah, it's work. It's commitment.
Okay, yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Not yet.
All right. Yeah. I wanted to say something on it too. I was backstage. But I said, oh, this is a good topic, you know, because I agree with a lot of things y'all said about love. You know, love, you'll continue to love a person, but you can fall out of love with them, you know, because I think that you, love that, what is it? That is not like, I don't want to be with you in a relationship, like right. intimate relationship, but I still love, I don't want nothing bad to happen to you. I care about right. your life. I care about your, you know, but it is a point sometimes, like I would talk about, where you get a person has done so much and it tears away at that in love thing. It tears away at it till it's like you're empty now. You know, I don't have right. anything left. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like that because when I was younger and a guy told me, he said, you don't love me, you infatuated with me. So I had to, what was infatuation? You know, what right. was puppy love? I had to figure, you know, find out what each one of them was so I can make sure I wasn't in one of these, you know, mindsets.
right.
And, but it is true, you know, you can fall out of love with a person. You can, you know, and some people being there in a relationship with a person still saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. But now they're going through the motions of it and they don't realize that they're not in love anymore. Now I'm just mm-hmm. going through the motions of it. I'm just in a decision and a commitment. I'm not, but my heart and my soul and my spirit and everything okay. that was excited about it is gone.
Not there.
It's not
oh,
there.
Oh, so that's all out of love part.
That's the falling out of love part.
Oh, you still love them, but so like, okay, so
yeah, it's in like
love that. Is the action word. That's the verbs, right?
Yeah, that- in word is, in is like, it's like that divide, that connection, you know, because I got exes. I still say, hey, how you doing? If something happened to them, I'm going to cry. You know, it's going to mess me up a little right. bit, but it ain't one of them cries where like my husband, girl, listen, you understand? My God, something happened to him or something. You know, it's a dear, you know how to gauge, you can gauge what's in love and what's love. You know, I can't be without you. You know, like you were saying, Keisha, you know, I can go through some stuff with you. You know, you might have a bad attitude today, but it don't change the fact that I'm in love with you. You know what I'm saying? But it's a point to where you have exhausted all that you are. It's kind of like when somebody, it's a one-sided relationship. And okay. One person is in the relationship and the other person is not. They physically there, but emotionally and everything else, they're not there. It's, you bankrupt. You get what I'm saying? And so one person is steady pouring in, but the other one is not giving anything. They just take. Eventually, the person that's giving everything is going to run out.
It's going to run out.
And it's not, like I say, they'll be in the habit of being in the relationship, you know. It's like some people don't want to admit this. That's how some people end up having affairs and at the job, having conversations with a coworker, and that coworker is listening. And, you know, and I hate to get biblical, but the Bible even talks about how you have to make sure that you render due diligence. A lot of people say that's sex, but that's intimacy. That's mm-hmm. what does she need? What does he need?
Yeah.
You know, if are you the best friend if they need the best friend? Are you the cheerleader if they need the cheerleader? Are you in the relationship for real? Or are you right. just a person that's getting all you need from the relationship? Because you do have relationships like that. You can show up for that other person. Then when that person needs you, you so self-absorbed till
exactly.
you got attitude. Hey, I'm busy. I got stuff to do.
yeah.
Yeah. So I had to jump in here.
That's good because I'm like, how does that work? You know, whatever. I just really wanted to know how that worked. Mm.
Yeah.
So that
I think the word may in makes the difference.
That makes it a word.
Right. I love you and I'm in love with you. The N word makes the difference. So, okay. It's like I can love you. I'm concerned. I care about you, but I'm not in love with you. Like, you know, right. I can love you because that's, I think there's a little different. I think it's levels to love. So,
okay. Yeah.
You hear that on TV all the time. I'm not, I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
You hear that, right?
Oh my God.
Hey, but this is, but this, listen, y'all, this was a slap in the face for me when I was younger. I was really into this dude. Just into, he'd come over, you know. And, I mean, when I say fine, it's wine. Listen. Oh, he'd come over, you know, he'd cook, he'd go places with me and all this kind of stuff. Oh, I think I'm just in a relationship. I think we just together, right? And so one day I was like, I said, you know, I'm falling in love with you. He said, thank you.
Now that cuts you like a knife right there.
You had to pick pieces of my face off the floor. Because one of the things that we do not do is ask questions. We assume. Sometimes you could be so caught up in that moment or in that razzle dazzle, like I like to say, that you forget to ask questions. Hey, what are we doing? What is happening here? I'm starting to develop feelings. And being honest with yourself, because if that person is a good person and an honest person, they need to be able to tell you, hey, you know how they say, I love you like a sister. Oh God, I love you like a brother. You know, I sometimes, you know, but you need to have, one of the things that gets a lot of people feelings hurt is they don't have conversations. They don't have real conversations. They just go with the flow. That's not going to work. I want to know what's happening here. So I don't want you wasting my time. Exactly. I don't want to waste my heart, my love, my emotions. I want to give all I got to somebody who actually is want to be in as well, you know.
So, and I think one of the best, I don't know what you want to call it, friendships that I've had was with, and I mean, like, staying on and off over years is this guy that was just straight up, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, we go places, well, sometimes go places, you know, we had fun, but it was like, you know, a relationship is not, you know, what, like, I don't want to do these feeling things or whatever, for whatever reason. So when people put stuff up front, when they're up front with their intentions, then you have the option. I don't think that people should make those kind of decisions for you. You know, just like you were saying, you know, tell me what we're doing. You know, if I know the rules of the game, I know what to do. You know, but don't be sitting up here playing with me, because that's what get people hurt.
like they say, this told me one time, I'd never told you we was in a relationship. Now this when I was in the world, you know, I was like 20 some years old, and when he was coming over, we were sleeping together, going places together, you get what I'm saying? And we get to the restaurant and he buys up a whole table full of food, right? And I'm sitting there waiting for my food. His friend know that me and him are together all the time. So his friend say, man, you cold-blooded. But his friend knew the game, right? I'm just as green as a blade of grass. So he leaves to go to the restroom. I confront him with my little old self and say, what's your problem? You see me sitting there, you won't buy me something to eat? He say, I never told you we were together. Now, that's why I tell ladies, hey, stop giving your pearls to the swine. Stop just passing it out and laying it out just because he cute, fine, got a little washboard stomach, and when he smiles, you see the little, you know, accent on it. No, you better, right?
Dang, huh?
Yeah, he got the muscles and stuff. You like, oh, girl, this my man. If he didn't say that out of his mouth, and this is what I always tell a lady, I say, if he only see you at your apartment, it's somebody else that he's taking out in public. You are the other woman. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that what you think you're in. And that comes having a conversation. Stop
right.
giving
there
it.
There has to be a conversation. Yeah, there has to be a conversation. Mm-hmm. I never assume anything or whatever. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? You know, whatever. I need to know, you know. And then, to me, the decision shouldn't be on him to say, okay, we're in a relationship. It should
Thank
be a conversation.
You.
Is this what we're trying to do?
Yeah.
You know, you don't leave that whole basketball over there in his court.
Yes, come on.
You know, you asked me, will you be my lady?
Yeah.
You know, you asked me, you know, don't assume or whatever, because I might not even want you like that.
Oh, come on. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's not, and that's the bottom line. See, it's just like I hear married couples, I hear a woman say, he chose me, but did you choose him?
Did you choose him? That might be more of the problem right there.
Yeah, come on.
All right.
Look, I used to tell folks, get out the clearance rack. Stop letting everybody try you on.
Okay.
Then they drop you on the floor. Y'all know them clearance rack codes be all
over
on the floor. You know, they
gonna
try you on.
There.
This don't fit. Throw you over to the side. Go get somebody.
Don't even put you back on. Wait a minute. Don't even put you back on the hanger. Just throw you on the floor.
Just throw you on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Other folks walking all over. Get off the clearance rack. My God. You know, and it's just but let's be honest, through the generations, the women started off like that. Is he gonna choose me? Oh, he looking for him a wife. Oh, I wonder, will it be me? You know, all this. We planning our wedding in high school. We got our colors and everything, you know.
Girl, in middle school, what you talking about? I had a piece of paper.
Go ahead, girl. But you know what I mean? We are waiting for somebody to choose us. Yes, I want my husband to find me, but right. I also want to like him too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to be attracted to him too. I see a lot of women in the church that's married to me and they not even attracted to. They just, oh girl, he said I was his wife. God told him. Girls, get off the gas. First of all, if God ain't
compared,
you better preach. All I'm saying,
you better read about Mary and Joseph. He didn't just talk to Mary, he talked to Joseph too.
Come on. I got time for that.
I love you, ladies. I just tell you. It's going to be a real conversation, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Because ain't nobody playing that. Look, when I was single and this preacher came up to me, woman of God, God told me that you can stop waiting. I'm your husband. I said, the devil is a lie.
He ain't told me.
Baby, he told me nothing. God is concerned about the whole man. That means that he's concerned about my heart. He's concerned about if I'm attracted to you. I don't want to roll over to a booger wolf. You understand me? I don't care how anointed you are. The Bible says be equally yoked. Are we yoked? That's what I'm trying to say. Baby. This ain't no, what is it, Mr. and
Ceiling.
Come on, go to your daddy's house and pick you one. Nah, we ain't doing that.
Pick you one, huh?
Yeah, we ain't about to do that.
Right.
We ain't gonna do that.
Funny.
All right, ladies. Funny. I found another question for y'all. Y'all want to go ahead? Y'all want Go ahead. What you got? Transition. Okay, I found one. If a man is not happy at home, is it the woman's fault?
No.
Wait.
No, not necessarily. First of all, what is it that you want? I mean, you know, not in all cases. That, look, that is not a definitive answer.
You know? It was a question that was out there. I thought I'd throw it on out there.
So wow. let me throw this one out there just to piggyback on it. So if he gay for real, if he's gay and he married to you and he ain't pleased with you, that's your fault. You can't fix it.
Well,
you can't fix it.
Not even.
No, I'm not. And I'm just using that as a scenario. It's the same thing if a man married you for your looks, and then all of a sudden when your body change and you know, through life, your body, all of a sudden he ain't attracted to you no more. You get what I'm saying? And trying to make that your fault. But why did we get married?
But what then was that's a conversation again, because I tell people all the time, with this thickalicious frame of mind, it has season. Okay. At the end, it's always thickalicious. Sometimes it's extra thickalicious, like right now. Sometimes it's medium thickalicious. You know, it might be a little bit smaller. So, don't, you know, if you are a chubby chaser and you catch me in my extra thickalicious, you can't just be worried about the extra thickalicious, because she might go back to medium thickalicious. I'm just saying. You got to love the whole me. So what is it about me? And I will ask it. What is it about me that attracts you? What is it?
Come on.
Because if it's this physical thing or whatever, I'm just saying, I don't always have three chins and an extra belly. I'm just saying. And if that's the part of me that you like.
You know what, Keisha, I'm through with you.
I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying?
You see what Titan said?
Right, yeah. Not the one you picked. That's right. Oh, me, you know what? Let me tell you about me. Titan, he is always that we've known each other for so long or whatever. And one thing about him that I love is he's just gonna say it. Like, and he tells me all the time, you know, he'll ask questions, open questions that allow you to evaluate yourself,
that's
you know,
good.
Or whatever.
That's good.
And then tell you why you doing what you do,
exactly.
Or whatever, like this ex of mine that I just, you know, it's a convenience thing. He told me to get out of, what did he tell me to get out of? Get out of my old pool.
Yeah.
You know, and do something else. You know,
you got
whatever.
To.
Yeah.
Now, I love this topic that Tim Liz brought up, because I got a story I want to tell on that. So I'm young in my first marriage. Yeah, I said first. And husband was a Jesus.
She about to tell the story. Yes.
Husband was a, I would use church words, was a homemonger.
Oh wow!
Husband was out there just. This was one of them one sided marriage. I was married, but he was just, you know, he was free. Anyway,
he was free.
And so I was young. My dad had told me not to marry him anyway. But there I go. But anyway, so we moved to my hometown, small town, right? So I'm out there, and I'm in the Church of God in Christ. And the ladies, they old school ladies, they said what Tammy Lily just said, when a man is out wandering, it's your fault. This, I remember I was sitting in church, boy, I was waiting for them to open up the altar so I can get prayer. Girl, God go bring me through and deliver my husband. Girl, please. Went up there, and one of the mothers of the church, she say, I want to talk to you after church. So I said, okay. Lord. So she pulls me to the side outside on the little, you know, grass and stuff over away from everybody, you know, with her little white little Sunday go to meeting heels on, and say, baby, if your husband wondering, it's because it's something you ain't doing at home. I say, I was glad my mama raised me well because I had to, you know, I'm trying to give her a little respect. I said, no, ma'am. Right. I said, no, ma'am, that ain't it. No, ma'am. No, listen to me, baby. I've been married 50-some years. And I'm telling you, if your husband is out wandering, it's because of something you ain't doing at home. I said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. See, I know
me. I will not receive that.
Okay. I rebuke that. Look, okay. Rebuke that, you know. And I will not receive that in my spirit. I won't receive it. No, he's greedy. That's what he is. He's greedy. Hey. Yeah, understand me. That's what he is. He's greedy, he's selfish, and his mama didn't raise him right. You understand me? You know, if she looked at me, baby, I promise you, for the rest of my little term right there in that little town, she didn't say nothing to me. She didn't say nothing. I say because...
Go ahead. A lot of them are that way. They want everything.
Yeah.
They want the cake. They want the baker. They
want to
lay claims on the oven
with the mix in it.
Exactly. It's like they want everything. Like, how is that my fault? That she is simply greedy. And you know, how is that my fault?
And you know, one of the crazy things, y'all remember that song that say, I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan. I can make a dress out of a garbage can, cause I'm a woman, first of all. First of all, I don't want to do all that. I mean, I can, but sometimes we make it convenient for men. And then I hear women say stuff like this. Well, a man gonna do what a man gonna do, you know. I don't talk like that. It's like we're saying I'm gonna accept this because something because that's what men do. Wait, hold them up, swallow them
up. That's a lie.
But you let a woman go out there.
Oh, baby.
And do what?
A laundry list.
Oh, my God.
Of what she is. And it ain't got nothing to do with being a child of God, that laundry list.
Nothing. That's why I say we have to be careful about what we accept and what we allow and all of that. That's a powerful little topic, Tammy, because you got that older generation. I think it's a generation. Not my mama generation, because my mama grandmother. Never did. Them grandmother,
and the ones before. But you know what? They would stay married. And this man got a whole nother woman and children on the other side of town. And you don't talk about that. You just put that right on up under the rug or whatever. And you know, all of this stuff going on. I'm sorry. I ain't built like that.
Keisha.
You know.
Keisha, they be right down the street in the country. Where I'm from. The family be down the street. They be at the picnic with you. They be at the barbecue. They be sitting up in. Look, when I got older and found out who everybody was, and you know, because you when you're a kid, you don't know that your dad, that lady over there that he's saying is your auntie, is really the woman. His woman, and your mama sitting over there with a scowl on her face, and you don't know why. You just think your mama crazy. You know, she oh Lord, let me. Then you got this one over here. I'm serious. When you get older and you realize what was happening, you realize your grandma didn't like your mama, you know, from your daddy's side. You be sitting there saying, look at this mess right here. This was a mess.
A whole mess.
But that's what they did. You had grannies that felt like, well, she had my grandchild. She could come to the family reunion. And all of y'all sitting up there, you just playing with your brother. You ain't even thought about it. You know he got a different mama, but you ain't thought, hey, you just thinking that's my brother.
Try to figure out why that child looks just like you and your daddy. Ooh, he sure look like daddy.
He show up at everything, you know. There you go again. You just playing outside. Ooh, y'all too much for me.
Oh, that wasn't even the base. Was that the basis of the question? We didn't went off on something else.
Look, no, it ain't my fault if he.
Basically, yeah, it's not my fault. You know,
it's not our
you.
Fault.
You bring yo. You got if you're not happy within yourself, you got to be. You can't. You're not gonna be happy in the household. You know, yes. If you're not making an effort to make that a happy home, then you're not gonna be happy. It takes two people to make a household happy. You know, if one person is making an effort and the other person is not, then you got a problem. You can't put all that weight on one person, you know, to bring about happiness in the household. That's just not right to put that on one person. And you can't blame somebody else for your happiness or your unhappiness. That's not fair on that person. That's not fair on them at all.
Because everybody.
Some people really believe that, though. Like, some people and are in their own reality, which is true according to them and how they feel. So you have an actual mm-hmm. truth, the one that everybody else sees, and then you have your truth that only you see. Mm-hmm. Both of them are relevant because, you know, that's how you feel. So, you know, you have these people that, you know, that just sit up and in their own truth, well, it's your fault because of this or that. They take no responsibility, you know, whatever. And not. You know, okay, you know, all right. You know, so I don't know. It's just the toxicity. Did I say that right? Toxicity.
Yeah, we'll take that. But you know, and the thing that I was just thinking about too, when we had the conversation about how a person was raised. How a person was raised. And not just that, because sometimes a person could be raised right and they just choose
do what they want
to do whatever or treat a person. Because let me tell you something, it's a lot of dudes that treat women the way they do because it's a woman that allowed them to do it. That allowed them to get away with it for a while. So then when that woman got tired of it, they went to the next woman and then she allowed it. You get what I'm saying? So he's just you.
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, but it ain't. You know, they gonna find out. They gonna run into that right woman, and baby, that's gonna be that.
That goes into my thing. I am not a cookie cutter.
Rita ain't saying nothing. Me.
She over there smiling every now and then. She got something on her mind. Go ahead and do that profound thing you do.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Come on, Rita. Come on, do that profound thing you do. She gathers all the information and she pow. and then leave us at the end of the show with okay, we're gonna have to come back next week then. Go ahead,
I just think going to the question from Tammy Lily, I think it just varies a bit upon each household or each relationship. Whether or not, I can't just totally say, oh no, of course we're going to be defensive as coming from a woman's perspective, but I can't really speak from there from each relationship because in whatever the relationship, it could very well be the woman's fault. But overall speaking, you know, of course we'll say, sure, no, that wasn't my fault. But like I said, each relationship varies and every household varies. And it could be something that she's not doing or it could be something that she is doing. So I wouldn't generically say that, yeah, it's the woman's fault. But I mean, I really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So I can't really judge the book by its cover or just from the outside looking in to say that it's the woman's fault. But like I said, I think it just varies upon each relationship. Because like I said, she could be cheating, she could not be cleaning up, whatever the case may be that makes your relationship, you know, whatever it is that you guys agreed upon, if you're not doing that or whatever, I'm not even talking about sexually wise, that's a whole nother story, but I'm just saying on just upon commitment to your relationship, what did y'all commit to do to each other? How did y'all, I mean, like I said, each relationship is different. And she could be cheating. She could, I mean, I know it's
in the next.
It could be, you know, the default always on the men. Saying the men this and men, it's kind of like the world is like it's a default, but sometimes it couldn't be the woman's fault. So I can't, like I said, it's really a interesting question. Now, I just wouldn't say generically, oh yeah, it's the woman's fault, but without knowing the story, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of hard to judge that.
But you know, I listen and I think about like all of our responses, and what sticks out in my head about a lot of things is it's a conversation that should be had. What is it you expect of me?
Yeah, right.
You know, like what are you looking to get out of this, you know, friendship, relationship, or whatever? Out of this friendship, let's start there. Is the relationship something you're looking for? You know, is that even something that you want? You know, and what do you expect out of a relationship? What do you consider love? If I got a question there, I need to know. You know, I had this one guy to tell me, you sure talk a lot. I told him, you know what I do? I do. I'm going to ask questions that I feel like a relative. I'm sure going to talk a lot because I don't want your neck broke. That's what I'm just saying. I'm trying to save your neck. Hallelujah.
I ask a lot of questions too.
But that's the truth, you know. You have to put everything on the table so that it's fair for everybody to decide what you can put up with and what you can't put up with. You know, but when you know you can't put up with something and you still go forward with something,
that's your choice.
Thinking that you can change a person. I'ma just love this person.
No.
And I'ma just show them and they gonna change. You know. Okay.
That ain't gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
They wanna change.
If a person is telling you who they are, if a person is showing you and telling you who they are, you best doggone well believe them. Because I mean, that's the truth. You know, if I am a snake and I'm telling you I'm a snake, what am I going to do? I'm going to slither. That's what I'm going to do.
Slither around.
That's what I always tell people. I'm big on being friends first.
Yeah.
Because if I can be, once you jump that friendship line and go straight into a relationship and you don't really know the person, I think when you be friends, you know, you know, you take your time and y'all do things together and whatever the case may be, you learn that person, they learn you. And then you let time take its course. But because I'm the type of person, I jump right in a relationship. Look, after that, I don't want to be your friend. Some people say they can be friends after. I'm sorry. I don't want to be your friend. Like,
I don't even want to.
Listen, I don't have nothing to talk about. Like, we don't have nothing to talk about. I'm done. It goes back to the initial question.
Huh? All of my exes, but two of them, I'm cool with. I mean, you know, like, don't get me wrong, we don't talk on the phone every day or, you know, or anything like that. It's not that kind of cool when we just really keeping in contact with each other like that. But, you know, if, like, for instance, my high school sweetheart is a barber. Okay. And we haven't had anything to do with each other since I was in 11th grade. But when I first went natural and I took the scissors and cut my hair, I went to him for him to cut my hair. You know, when people won't think, because he's real good with these little intricate cuts and parts and all that, I refer people to him. I mean, it is, you know, like a genuine, you know, like, you know, friendship. If he called me and need recipes, I mean, how do you cook, you know, this and that, or how, you know, whatever, just one of those things like that. I don't believe that you throw good people away. I believe that, you know, people are good, but maybe just not good or tailored for you. So why throw the whole, don't throw the whole baby away.
Well, let me say something about that. You know, I forgive people. I do. I forgive people. But it for me, it's some boundaries. If you cross some boundaries, if I see you, I'm going to say hello. But I don't want you visiting my house. I don't want you coming by. I don't want you, I mean, that's because I need to move on. And see, and you know, even though I've healed and all that kind of stuff, you know, and like later on, we might even, you know, be somewhere at the same time. That's cool, you know. But just, I'm gonna call you up and say, hey, what's up? How you doing? How's everything going? Now, it's people that I can do that with, you know, because we mutually decided, hey, this ain't clicking. We better as friends, you know, this ain't. Right. But it's some folk, you know, they just showed me a side of them that was just not at all conducive for my life.
And then I came and cool I with you.
I can't do it.
Exactly. So them two exes I was talking about, I don't even acknowledge them when I see them in public. I don't. You know, I've forgiven you or whatever, but I don't even acknowledge that I even know that I see you or even know that you exist. Yes. I need you as close to me as east is to west, because I might have a total recall and your neck might get broke.
My God. Just
really, you know, and I'm not a violent person.
We don't have to communicate.
Y'all pray for me. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a violent person, but, you know, it's just something.
Wait, let me do a disclaimer. Keisha is not going to break anyone's neck.
Oh, no, I'm not going to physically break your neck.
I got you, boo. I'm finna.
But in my mind, baby, that neck is in 1,000 pieces.
Just so they don't pull this video up and try to have a court case.
Oh, she said she was going to break.
She ain't breaking.
That's not me. Look, it takes too much time and energy. I'm a big girl. I have to reserve. So trying to actually break your neck.
You east. You need to be over there. Stay over there, east, and out west.
And out west. Yeah. East is as close to me as east is to west. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah. Y'all. We're down to the last minutes of the show. Well, really, we went over time, but it's all good. Keisha, let's go. Everybody, let's go ahead and sign off. Okay, first, let's do the raffle question.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, what's the question we gonna pose to get that T-shirt? Because I need to have that T-shirt. So,
and don't nobody come up with it. You know what's gonna happen with it, right? Right.
I need to have that T-shirt. I need to have that T-shirt in my life.
Yes. So. Yes.
What's the question, y'all?
Oh, Lord, what's the question?
The question.
Who presented the very first question about falling in love? Make it an easy one.
Okay. Okay. That's a good question. Because they're going to have to go back and look, because I'm thinking, who said something first? And I was a part of the conversation. And I'm thinking, who said something first? Okay.
So.
So make sure we post that question everywhere. The shirt, Keisha, you know how it go. Keisha going to pick up the shirt. She's not releasing any of. Now, how are we doing on our raffles?
Because nobody's responding.
You know what we're going to do? Let's bundle them. Let's bundle the raffles. Let's do a big bundle. I'm going to leave this shirt. I'm going to do this shirt. And we're going to put it with the other raffle item.
Okay.
And we're going to bundle it. So we need to do a three-part question. Because we can't let it go like that.
Okay. All righty.
And all the hosts do a post, a video, and put the questions out there. And let's push this from this week to next week so we can get somebody to win this bundle.
Okay. And so another question that I have is a good one. What was the time on the live that Queenie popped in and came from backstage up front?
That's a good one.
What was the time?
Yes. Yes. Let us know. All right. So the questions are out there. That's two. We need one more. We need one more question.
Thank you.
What you think, Rita?
I'm trying to think. We could say, what was the second question? The transition question that Tammy Lily had. That was towards the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because we went all over the place with that one. So that's the three.
Yeah, we did.
You have to literally like go almost through the whole video to
get to it.
What was the first? Who was it? Who or what? What was the first question?
Who presented the first question? What was the second question?
Yeah, what was the second question? The transition question.
The transition question. And what was the time on the live that Queenie came from backstage and came up front?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna post it. Make sure we post that. We can post that now. Gotta win this shirt. We start posting it now. Now, let's go ahead and sign off. Let's start with Miss Rita. Sign off for us.
Well, 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 what a show. Hot topics it is. Say thank you all for joining us on today. We'll be here the same place, same time. This is Rita Nelson. See you next time.
All right. Okay, Miss Keisha.
Okay. Great show today, ladies. I had a ball with that one, with the show today. I always say real topics with real answers from different perspectives, okay?
So
don't meet us here, beat us here next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Keisha Robinson signing off.
All right. Come on, Miss Tammy.
All righty. As always, I enjoy being on live with you ladies. You are awesome ladies, beautiful ladies, and y'all are looking very beautiful, Miss Keisha.
Huh.
Loving it. I'm loving it. Rita, boom, baby, boom. I love it. Miss Queenie, boom. I love it. Mm.
Yeah.
Baby, so that anyway, hat is fire. I want to let you know that, Queenie, that hat is fire.
You know, I just lit it up last night. I started to wear my Nefertiti, but I said, let me show them this. Let me go and light them up today.
Yes.
And matching your shirt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think I didn't notice that. She doing things today. I'm going to have to go over there at some point today and put my eye up on her.
Get ready. You ready?
All right, ladies. I enjoy being online with you, ladies. Make sure you get here next week, Wednesday, every single Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Time. Get online with us. Log in. Listen to these topics. Hey, you can always comment in on the topics. You know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you think, you know, because, you know, there's more than one answer to a question. So thank you so much for being here. Can't wait to see you all next week. Make sure you answer those questions because we want to give them gifts away. We want to give you them gifts. We want to see you rocking that Sisters United shirt. We want to see you with that speaker, you know, bobbing your head with your music. So
right.
See you next week. Thank you so much for coming on.
One more thing before we sign off. I'm sorry. I know we over. Right. I want to thank Titan Capri for coming up, for chiming in today. And we have a special show tomorrow.
Yeah.
With Ty Capri, HIV 101, 10 a.m. So please don't forget to come on in and, because, you know, it's going to be good. Bring your questions. Any questions you have, bring your questions. Just be ready for grown folk answers, though, because that one don't play.
Gotta tell them. Disclaimer, this is
and
grown
I have
folk.
Been. I Bro. Have been waiting for this show because it's a lot of us that need to be educated on HIV/AIDS. For the ignorance is not bliss, honey.
Oh, I can't wait for these MythBusters, baby. We got some good ones, some good MythBusters. So make sure that you meet me here tomorrow, same time, 10 to 11, and we are going to do this Sisters United special edition.
Yes. All right. So,
awesome.
We love y'all, but we got to go. Oh, okay. Y'all know I got to say a phrase before we get out of here. Okay. The phrase of today is, if you stay in your lane, you won't get in a wreck trying to drive in somebody else's boat. Write it down, take a picture, vote. Write it down. Stay in your lane.
I know that's right.
For before that 18 wheeler run you over. All I'm saying.
18 wheeler, huh?
Okay, not another car. Drove
a 18 wheeler. A bread truck. It doesn't matter. Let's move on.
Bread truck. All right.
Y'all have a good day.
We're going to mute your mic too.
Listen, you can't. You can't mute me.
She got the power.
You yeah, you can't mute me. All right, y'all. Love y'all. Bye, y'all. Have a good day.
Okay. All right.
Love you. Bye. Have a good day. Good week.